Well, hi, Popcast Land. This is Janelle Williams, owner of Diva Impressions. Happy to come back to you once again. Today's topic, we're going to talk about the power of compassion. What does that really mean? What does it mean to demonstrate compassion, and how powerful can that be to you as not only a business owner, but just as a human being? So let's talk about compassion a little bit. Let's define it. Compassion. Well, you know, it's really easy. It's showing kindness, care, concern, and a willingness to help other people. Just having that genuine desire to want to do for other people as maybe someone has done for you in your previous life or in your current life, but just a genuine willingness to help other people. I remember being in service and hearing a lot that bless people, bless people. So let me repeat that. Blessed people bless people. So someone who is blessed, they tend to share their blessings by blessing other people. That's one thing to keep in mind, because as a blessed individual, you want to continuously demonstrate your blessings by helping other people. So the power in compassion. Why is being compassionate powerful to you as an individual? Well, compassion in itself tends to focus more on other people versus yourself. So you're not so consumed by the woes of your world. We all go through things. Me personally, when I'm going through a down moment or I have a bad day, I find that my therapy is by helping someone else, whether it's going to volunteer my services at a community center or things of that nature, but just finding a way to help somebody else uplift their day helps me pull myself out of my slump. Bless people, bless other people. So you consider yourself a blessed person, bless someone else. And if you don't consider yourself a blessed person, bless someone else anyway. Help them to find a better part of their day and put a smile on their face. We as a people were meant to help others. We weren't meant to just sit and expect to receive all of the time. It's a given state. We were meant to help other people. So open your mind to being an asset to someone else, and you will begin to see your blessings manifest. Socrates said, "Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle." That's awesome. Be kind, because everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. Well, that's what Socrates says. Let me tell you what Hebrews 13:2 says. "Do not forget to entertain strangers. By doing so, some have entertained angels unaware." Be kind, because you never know whom you're running into that may need your services, or this may be your blessing in disguise coming to you. So the power of compassion, showing compassion to other people, being kind on purpose, showing and demonstrating to other people that you have a genuine concern and care for their well-being in life. Being compassionate is powerful, because you now have the ability to demonstrate your ability to help other people. That shows others that you are a leader who has the humility and compassion and concern for other people. That shows that you have a natural innate ability to be concerned for the well-being of beings of others that are around, who are around you. You want to be able to demonstrate that on a continuous basis. You want to grow your business. You want to grow your network. You want to grow your friend base. You want to grow your family. Those are things that people need to see. They need to see that you have compassion, and compassion is something that's demonstrated. It's an action word. You can demonstrate that on a continuous basis so that others can see through you what that truly looks like. It's been known that demonstrating compassion in the medical field has been known to be a natural healer for those who are sick. It was an article written that people who demonstrate compassion to their patients saw a higher increase of the turnaround in health of their patients. That's amazing. That in itself is amazing. The fact that you can, by demonstrating to someone else that they are just genuinely cared about, can help them come to a healing state of mind. Now, you can Google that yourself podcast land. That's out there in the Google world, of course, and if it's on the internet, it's gotta be true, right? But just deep down inside, you know that by them showing someone that they're concerned, they're cared about, and that they're loved, means everything in the world. I've gone on several trips or different community service-based activities where I gave of my time to help someone else. The purpose of that was not just to say that I gave of my time to help someone else. The purpose in that for me was to see the change in someone's well-being, change in their atmosphere. So I felt I deposited something positive into someone else's life just by me giving and donating a few moments of my life. Blessed people bless other people. Keep that in mind. All right. So one of the other points I wanted to mention is never look down on a man unless you're looking down to help lift him or her up. That's a saying that we used to have in a church that I grew up in the South. And the purpose behind that I took away was I can't see myself so high on a pedestal that anyone who needs assistance now becomes the lower end of my pedestal. I have to see myself as being someone who can show anyone at any level caring concern. If I'm doing anything else, I'm doing it wrong. So never look down on a man or a woman unless you're looking down to help lift them up. You lift them up. Bless people. Bless other people. So remember, there is power in compassion. You become powerful just in demonstrating your natural ability to care for other people. You become powerful just by demonstrating to someone that they are cared about, that they are their well-being on this earth is just as important as yours. You become powerful by walking and talking in the steps of a leader and saying that you are as important as I am. By showing them true compassion and true concerns in this world, you become powerful by demonstrating the gifts that God has given you of love and care to other people. So that's what I have for you today, Podcast Land. Bless people, bless other people. There is power in compassion. Be compassionate at all times. Hey, Hebrews 13:2, again, you never know when you are entertaining angels. Don't be the one who is not compassionate, and that person that came towards your door was the one that was supposed to bless you. So remember, there is power in compassion. Where are you trying to take your business Where are you trying to take your lifestyle? There is power in compassion. Continue to show that compassion to other people as you pass by people you don't know on a given basis. Continue to demonstrate that compassion in your leadership skills. Continue to demonstrate that compassion in your family. Any person or that you may meet, continue to demonstrate to them on a daily basis that they are cared about and they are concerned, that you have a genuine concern. Again, my name is Janelle Williams. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can always reach me via email at divaimpressions29.org. divaimpressions29@gmail.com. Again, that's divaimpressions29@gmail.com. If you'd like to know more about what I do, feel free to inbox me and let's talk. If you have any subjects or topics that you think that we should talk on, or you like to hear a podcast on, feel free to give me a message. I love to hear from you. This is my second podcast, and we continue to grow this this industry, this part of the business as we can. And I love to hear your feedback. And remember, power and compassion. So there is power and compassion. Let's see how many people you can bless, because blessed people bless other people. Thank you again for listening, and I look forward to having you tune in with me next week as we talk on additional subjects. Talk to you soon. Everyone have a blessed day. Remember to bless someone else. Talk to you soon.